What if you have candida overgrowth and what do you do about it and why would you have candida overgrowth, right? So candida overgrowth refers to an excessive proliferation of yeast, which is a yeast that's commonly found in your system. It's not like candida is an outside infectious yeast. Most people have candida in their system. You could have 200 different versions of candida in your system. The problem is when candida is allowed to overgrow, that's when it starts eliciting an immune response. And candida being allowed to overgrow is really a canary in the coal mine because it's only an opportunistic organism. It only overgrows under the right conditions and opportunity, which is a toxin load condition, a low bacterial condition, low keystone species, high inflammation, and all that. Candida grows in those conditions. Candida overgrowth symptoms in the gut can be bloating, sugar cravings, fatigue, brain fog. You can, of course, get rashes on the skin. You can get recurrent yeast infections, for women in the vaginal canal, for men, perhaps possibly even in the urethra, white coating on the tongue, and a general digestive discomfort. And yeast overgrowth can be identified through a combination of stool tests, organic acid tests, oat tests that can give you a good clue, or your practitioner a good clue. Dysbiosis is one of the primary drivers. So candida is opportunistic, and bacteria in your system controls the growth of candida. So if you have adequate microbial growth in your system and you've got a high diversity of bacteria, you've got a lot of keystone species, those bacteria will all keep candida in check. Right? So you don't have to worry about candida so much if your microbiome is active. Another thing that the microbiome does that keeps candida in check is manage oxygen levels. Candida does require oxygen, and then it also changes the pH. It makes things more acidic. Good beneficial microbes produce things like lactic acid, which maintains a lower pH in your system. The lower pH is inhibitory to candida, right? High sugar diets or refined sugars and simple carbohydrates do feed yeast more. Antibiotic use, because antibiotics will kill bacteria, it does allow fungus and yeast to proliferate. So if you're using antibiotics a lot, that's a potential risk. And then impaired immune function, right? Your immune system, in response to your bacteria training the immune system on what to react to and what not to react to, your immune system becomes quite intelligent where it knows to go after candida when it sees it overgrowing. But of course, if you've lost oral tolerance and that communication between your microbiome and your immune system, it's the growth of candida is going to go under the radar for the immune system. So candida will have the opportunity to overgrow. And heavy metal toxicity seems to be a very correlative thing with candida. One of the first things I used to talk about to clinicians, if you have someone come in with candida or candida-like symptoms, check their heavy metals. Right, because these toxins from the environment can reduce the function of the immune system and create an increased amount of toxicity in the system so that candida can see that then as an opportunity to overgrow. Solutions for candida overgrowth. So eliminate refined sugars and processed foods. That's only going to feed the fungus even more. But from a lifestyle modification, optimize the five pillars because, again, this is an opportunistic organism that, when it's overgrowing, is a canary in the coal mine that there's a bigger problem going on in the microbiome, right? So you need to optimize the five pillars because we need comprehensive microbiome reform. You need to manage stress. I can't say that enough. From a supplemental standpoint, Mega Mycobalance was designed to be an anti-candida product. It goes after candida through two different mechanisms, going after the barbs that fungus can have into the tissue that makes it hard to get rid of fungus, and then it also kills the surface fungus in addition. Mega IgG can bind to fungal toxins and yeast toxins as well that are being produced, and can bind to the yeast itself, which can be quite useful as well. Restore Flora contains a beneficial yeast, Saccharomyces boulardii, which can help reduce the overgrowth of dysfunctional yeast. So it upregulates the immune system to go after other yeast. So Restore Flora can be helpful in this case as well. And then microbiome foundations, right? The foundations are always relevant because they service some of the most basic functionalities of the microbiome. That's going to be Megaspore, Tributor NX, and Megapre as well. And then, of course, you want to support the liver and bile because the liver plays a very important role in controlling the overgrowth of candida and yeast in the lining of the small bowel. So you want to make sure you're producing enough bile.